The United Tribes of Bristol Bay recently announced it would intervene in a lawsuit filed by the Pebble Limited Partnership against the EPA's use of the Clean Water Act Authority in order to stop development of the proposed Pebble Mine. The group of tribes announced the move to help protect the strength of the Clean Water Act. Heather Kendall Miller is the senior staff attorney for the Native American Rights Fund, which represents the tribal organization. She says the organization went through with the intervention because Bristol Bay watershed residents are the most at risk from the proposed mine.
Well, nobody has greater likelihood of suffering impacts from the mine like Pebble than the people who live in the Bristol Bay watershed. The tribes that compose UTBB are very interested in having the process go forward. They are the entities that requested EPA to use this authority in the first place, and they want the ability to see this review process completed.
Kendall Miller says this announcement has been in the making since the tribes initially petitioned for the EPA to exercise its 404C review authority.
This has been in the making since 2010, when the tribes petitioned EPA to exercise its 404C authority and to use that authority to prevent the development of mines like Pebble. And the tribes have been engaged, as have other entities, in pushing EPA for years to oversee this kind of review process.
The response comes after an announcement made in late June that the Parnell administration will be joining the Pebble Partnership in its legal challenge against the EPA. The Pebble Partnership also recently requested that the presiding judge order the EPA to halt its 404C review of the effects of the proposed Pebble Mine on the Bristol Bay watershed. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay is a tribal consortium formed last year which works to protect the subsistence way of life in the Bristol Bay region as well as its watershed. In Dillingham, I'm Luke Brummer.